From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's October, and many campgrounds in cooler parts of the country are closing for the season. That is displacing some campers who aren't just taking an outdoor vacation, those who have no other place to live. Homeless campers include couples and families, and most hold down jobs, as New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports.
David Joyce owns the Plymouth Sands Campground, right at the foothills of New Hampshire's White Mountains. He enjoys making the rounds, chatting with his campers.
Very good. Hello. As you can see, we have some people with really fancy trailers and landscaping and flowers and growing grass and trying to make it like the big city.
And then, says Joyce, there's the campsite by the willow tree. It's rented by a woman we'll call Pat Murphy and her two sons, Mark and Joe.
She's only got one tent and a table that we give her, and there's a bunch of clotheslines and bicycles and food and cans and I'm sure garbage sitting there. I also understand if you only have a tent, you don't have places to put all this stuff, but I think some of this could be cleaned up and neater.
This is our house. Want to see the inside?
15-year-old Mark pulls back the broken zippered nylon flap.
My brother sleeps there, my mom sleeps there. We have clothes and all kinds of stuff all around.
It smells sour and funky. The family wound up here only after Murphy's former sister-in-law kicked them out in early June.
So I went into Walmart. Oh, I just got to get a tent and some sleep bags. It's like, you know, I didn't think of a lot of things. A tarp. I didn't have any cooking utensils. We were cooking with plastic. Don't work very well when you're stirring hot spaghetti.
For the past 2.5 school years, Murphy has washed dishes at a local university, earning $8 an hour. The school has no work for her in the summer, so her $300 unemployment check is just enough to rent a Plymouth Sands campsite. Aside from the bad weather, Mark's biggest complaint is boredom. He distracts himself by listening to Eminem and reading.
Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, all kinds of fantasy stuff.
Nobody knows how many families are living like the Murphys. Southern Oregon University sociology professor Dee Southard is one of the country's few experts on rural homelessness. She explains, it's really difficult to get a count of people burrowed into the woods.
They're the hidden homeless. However, I believe that it's logical to think that as the population of homeless people, as reported by the, let's say, the Conference of Mayors, grows, that we're also going to be seeing a growth in a rural homeless population.
Some homeless outreach workers say camping is only an option when nothing else works. That appears to be the case for Murphy, alienated family, a poor reputation with local landlords. She's even on bad terms with people at the local shelter. But the family social worker, Joey Finley, remembers a time when Murphy was a welfare reform success story.
First time I met her, we were working together with the Welfare to Work program, and she was going through her programs, and she was employed, and she was living in an apartment complex that was subsidized, so only paying 30% of her income in rent. Then she made a decision that kind of snowballed, created this domino effect of bad things happening.
Made a big mistake and moved in with my boyfriend. That's where the shit went downhill. I got kicked out of there during a snowstorm with two kids.
After all those burned bridges, Finley says Murphy has few choices unless she's willing to relocate. But like many homeless campers, the social worker says Murphy wants to preserve the things in her life that work, her kids' education and her job at the college. Finley says she works with lots of homeless campers that have nearby jobs but no housing options.
All of the families that I got calls on today all have jobs, and they want to keep their jobs, you know. I mean, they all have income. They are tax-paying people with, you know, wages that they can put into tenant situations. But if there are no vacancies, and if there were vacancies, you wouldn't be able to afford them, you're camping.
With the approaching cold weather, the scramble for any type of affordable housing increases, and Murphy's choices shrink. When asked what she'll do when the campground closes, she said, move into the woods. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.